Welcome to segment two of the TKO. Here on segment two, we're going to start out with some MMA news in general, mostly UFC news. I mean, that's sort of what's going on in the MMA world right now. But to start out, we're going to talk about UFC gets a huge acquisition. They actually buy out Strikeforce.
Which kind of came out of nowhere, really.
It really did. And, you know, you sort of see Dana White, the evil puppeteer at this point, you know, just pulling all the strings here. He has UFC, then they buy WEC. Yeah. Now he's got Strikeforce. He is systematically taking out all his competition.
Yeah, and has the money and the willpower to do it. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is, though, there's kind of a good and bad to this. As a fan, it's really good because some of those dream matchups that you thought of in your head, mm-hmm. you know, the Brock Lesnar and the, you know, Fedor and all those kind of fights, those can actually happen. Now, for a fighter, though, if Dana White doesn't like you,
You've got nowhere to go. Yeah.
You know?
So what happens to Daly, right?
Exactly. Which is a question moving forward that we're going to have to figure out here. Paul Daly, who had a lifetime ban from UFC, could very well be the champion of Strikeforce. They have a fight coming up on April 9th, him versus Nick Diaz, which if he wins, he will be the Strikeforce champion. What, you're going to dethrone the champion because you don't like him? I mean,
I think Dana White would.
I don't know. He would. I mean, not that Dana White really cares what people think of him, but that would cause an uproar. Part of this that is really unclear to us as the media is how things are going to run, because Dana White has said that he's going to allow Strikeforce to keep on with the contract that they have with Showtime. He didn't want to mess that up for them. And he's going to let Scott Coker still kind of run that Strikeforce division. Mm-hmm. But as far as them being, taken in by UFC, he was really not clear about how that's going to go moving forward. You know, if it's going to be Strikeforce and UFC, they're just going to be run by Zuffa or what the deal is.
I think, what would make sense to me anyway would be to sort of fold Strikeforce into UFC gradually, like he did with WEC. Mm-hmm. But for now, we know that he wants to keep the Showtime contract with Strikeforce going. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think for that purpose anyway, you've got to keep him separate for a little while anyway, at least till that contract runs
out. Well, and he said that basically everyone's contract in Strikeforce is going to be absolved, and then they are going to have to basically make a new one with UFC. Yeah. And he said, moving forward, there's going to have to be some relationships that need some mending, because there are people like Fedor that he doesn't have a great relationship with, because the whole thing with M1 Global and them, people like Paul Daly, people who left UFC to go to Strikeforce. I mean, even people like Dan Henderson, that they didn't necessarily.
Who is now a champion.
Yeah, which they didn't necessarily part on bad terms, but when you're saying, I'm going to go with this company because they're going to pay me more money than you, you can't help but to have some hurt feelings there, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of fighters, and also probably a lot of fighters that just fall through the cracks here.
Yeah.
People that Dana White doesn't necessarily want back from Strikeforce.
Yeah.
People that went over there because that was their last shot.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're not going to have, any outlet other than maybe Bellator. I mean, that's really the only other major MMA fighting championship out there. So I think there's going to be a lot of fighters that just fall through the cracks.
Goodbye, Andrei Arlovsky. Just FYI.
Who was finally on last time I saw him was on Bully Beatdown. Great step up there for his career.
Yeah, definitely.
But we'll keep you guys posted on any news coming up of this. I think as the weeks progress, we're going to get a little bit better idea of how things are going to play out.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Obviously, big headline news right there.
Uh-huh. And obviously, a lot of the big stories out of this week, you know, kind of centering around John Jones and his huge win. At this point, we know, or found out anyway, that hours before his, heavy or light heavyweight title shot, he's in a park meditating, because that's what he does.
Right.
And notices that there's a mugger. Some lady gets her purse snatched. He chases this guy down. Leg tackles him, does some sort of leg tackle from behind, gets him in a figure four lock, and holds him down until the police get there. He stops the mugging hours before his title shot.
You got to get your head in the game, right?
I mean,
a little bit of practice there. Apparently Jackson was involved, too.
Yeah, Greg Jackson was there with him. I mean, it's hours before the event. Of course, his whole training staff was there, I'm sure. This is ridiculous. The guy's a superhero.
I'm sorry, can you like, honestly write out a better championship holder than this guy? But American. He helps old ladies who are getting their purses snatched. I mean,
what a great face for the sport.
Exactly.
I mean, did you Have you heard GSP stop a mugger?
Definitely not. So. No.
He's a great face for the sport, though, too.
He is.
Don't get me wrong.
It's good. That's all it is. That's all the reason
it's just that
like
Frenchy
GSP.
Accent, man. It's just, it doesn't do
but
it for
he was
me.
Not impressed by John Jones' performance.
He would have to be. Everybody was.
Oh, I think so. Obviously, I'm a big GSP fan, just saying. But, I mean, John Jones, man, great. And as far as, you know, first time, you know, since... what, Rashad Evans? There's been Frankie Edgar, I guess, but you know, not many Americans actually have belts mm-hmm. in UFC. You know, so something good to show. You know, we have a couple scrappers here in America.
We do. I think he's a real humble kid, nice kid. You know, and a good face for the sport, and helps out the community. Stops mugging. So
I want
he's
John
got
Jones
that
to
for him
here.
Unfortunately for John Jones, the other bit of news related to him is that he is suspended indefinitely right now. He had a little bit of an injury to his right hand in that fight against Shogun Hua. Mm. I don't think this is anything to really worry that much about. Mm-hmm. It seems like 10 fighters from this card are suspended. 9 of them are suspended indefinitely. One of them is just a 30-day suspension for being on the losing end of a knockout.
Yeah. it sounds
the
like
business
this
end.
Is,
yes, the business end
like
of a knockout.
This is something that New Jersey does.
Yeah.
That they quote unquote suspend fighters to make sure pending what CAT scan or MRI or whatever
test they need to get done to prove that they're medically cleared to fight.
Yeah. So not anything really to be worried about, but at least something worth mentioning.
Yeah. So John Jones is still slated to fight Rashad Evans next. We're just not entirely sure when that will take place. Due to this, quote unquote indefinite suspension, so and he does have to.
Both those fighters are on a mend anyway. Rashad with his knee, and John Jones now with his hand.
Yep.
So,
the last bit of UFC news we're going to get to here is that the Ultimate Fighter season 13 is scheduled to start Wednesday, March 30th. Mm-hmm. That's going to start on Spike TV at 9. It's going to be coaches Brock Lesnar and Junior Dos Santos coaching up 14 welterweights. And then at the end of the season, obviously Junior Dos Santos and Brock Lesnar fight. I believe the winner is guaranteed a title shot.
Guaranteed
so.
Against Cain Velasquez. So definitely going to be fun to watch. Brock Lesnar on TV sounds like a great idea to me. Kind of see if any of the trash talking between him and Dos Santos happens. I don't know. I don't see it right now, but it's definitely not going to reach the
it's Brock
rampage level.
But it's Brock. This guy came from WWE. Trash talking is going to happen.
He is an entertainer.
It's in his blood.
Yeah. That's what he does. He will rile people up. He will say things that he's not supposed to say, and it will be hilarious.
So, yeah, definitely looking forward to that starting next week.
Definitely.
I'll be tuning in, and we will start having updates for you guys as soon as that happens after the first episode.
Keep you up to date on which one of those fighters are moving on. They have announced the fighters, actually, the 14, I believe, that will start out on the season. Mm-hmm. So if you want, you can head to the UFC website and check out those guys, see the records and where they're from and stuff anyway.
Make your early picks.
Yeah, early favorites. Moving on, we're going to talk about some Bellator events that have been going on, and right quick review some of those. Bellator 36 happened on March 12th, and again, for some of our listeners who may not be as familiar with Bellator, it is more of a tournament style setup, and then the winner of the tournament gets a title shot against the current champion in Bellator.
Mm-hmm.
So Bellator 36 was the lightweight quarterfinals. You had Patrycki Freire, called the Pitbull, against Razor Rob McCullough, who was the early favorite to win that entire tournament. And Patrick Freire came out and looked amazing, knocked him out in the third round.
He looked awesome.
Yeah, and got the
really
win.
Did.
The next fight was Toby Amada versus Josh Shockley. Josh Shockley was a late fill-in. A guy didn't make weight. So Josh Shockley was an alternate, got bumped up. Toby Amada got the nasty armbar submission in that one.
Slash shoulder lock.
Yeah,
I almost took your entire arm off.
It was dirty looking, that's for sure. It looked bad.
And he took Amada to the ground, which I couldn't figure out.
Not smart. If you're a fan of MMA at all, you know Toby Amada's ground game because you've seen that crazy inverted triangle that he had. So
you don't mess with that guy.
And then there was Lloyd Woodard ended up knocking out Kerry Vanier, who I believe Kerry Vanier was sort of favored to win that fight too. Yeah. So it was kind of surprising to see Lloyd come out and do as well as he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then the young wrestler Michael Chandler defeated Marcin Held via technical submission, which just means that the guy didn't tap out.
And Held was supposed to be the big thing coming out of Poland.
Yeah.
Really, I just looked awesome.
I mean,
he looked
really
awesome
well
in that fight.
So the matchups for the semifinals have been set. It's going to be Patrycki Ferreira versus Toby Amata, which I'm really excited to see.
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome.
And then Lloyd Woodard versus the wrestler Michael Chandler. So those that'll be an interesting one to see as well. Moving on to Bellator 37, which happened March 19th. This was the featherweight quarterfinals. Patricio Freire, and no, I'm not repeating myself, from Bellator 36. That's Patricky's little brother, defeated Georgi Karhanian via knockout in the third round.
Nice.
Patricio looked almost as good as his brother did.
Great left hook there, put him out.
Yep. And then there was Wilson Hayes defeated Zach George via rear naked choke in the first round. Showed some good ground and pound in that one. Also took him down and got the choke. Looked very strong there. Daniel Strauss defeated Nazareno Malagheri via unanimous decision.
Kind of a boring fight.
Need
to see a little bit more from Strauss moving forward.
Yeah, Strauss showed a little bit of, you know, some good wrestling, but other than that, you know, not much going on there with him. And then Kenny Foster got the win over Eric Larkin via guillotine choke in the first round. So, and Eric Larkin was very highly touted coming in as a great wrestler. Kenny Foster hit him early, cut him, took him down, and got
Foster
the choke.
Looked really good in that outing. That's going to do it for us here on segment two. We're going to also get into segment three next. We're going to be previewing the fight night coming up for UFC on Saturday and also the next Bellator event. So make sure you guys stay tuned for segment three.